Oh, we won't.
We won't? No. You don't like taking photos.
You know, I've never really, well, I mean, I do. I like story. I like doing stories.
I just hate photos. Anything that's not in your schedule, you have no time for.
Well, photos are such posed. I like just like, hey, what's up, or hey, what's up?
I feel that.
And then...
don't want to inconvenience you.
Yeah, don't inconvenience me with photos. Do you like the shirt?
I love this shirt. Pride Month, Pride Month. You know, it is Pride Month.
It is. Last year, we were actually in D.C.
Yes.
And we went to a Pride event, and it was amazing. And at the time, I was unaware of kind of what the event would be. Because sometimes if you're going to an event, and you're going to be like speaking. I was like, well, let's do a Pride shirt.
Right.
So we went to like Forever 21. We went to Nordstrom's maybe.
Because we stopped in the mall there in D.C. We drove from Ohio to D.C. and we stopped at this mall right before we got into like the actual area that we were staying, you know, the city part. And we went to all these different stores and we were like, we got to find something. And I forgot where we found that.
It's Levi. I think it was like one of those normal, like, I think it was like a Macy's. You know how you could, there's all the different brands,
yes,
whatever kind of store those, or Bloomingdale's.
Right.
And so I bought the shirt. And I said, I'm going to wear this. And then right before we left, I go, it just doesn't seem, it seems like I'm dressed down.
Oh, because you wanted a button up, I remember.
Yeah, but then I feel like I wore a different t-shirt. But anyway.
Well, you got it now.
Now I have it. And I have, my clothes are in my closet. They're in storage bins. And
yeah,
it just so happened that this shirt was in my drawer and I could find it. And I'm so happy.
Freshly clean and folded
by you. You crush the laundry game, I tell you what.
I do what I can, but it looks great. I love it.
Thank you. Yeah, I really, I've worn it before, but I really wanted to wear it today because I want to talk about Pride Month. I want to talk about Will and Sunny.
Yes.
Today's episode, I want to break down the two episodes that we filmed, and it couldn't have been a better time during Pride Month that Will and Sunny have decided to have another baby, mm-hmm, and to see where we've come.
Yeah.
And I want to talk about that whole journey because some of you maybe haven't heard the whole journey of how we first started, yep, and what that was like till now and the experience that we've had. So I want to get into that as well as breaking down the two episodes and have that discussion. So let's hop into it.
Let's hop into it.
Welcome everyone to the Freddie and Alyssa Show. If you're new to the channel, please subscribe, like, comment, all that fun YouTube stuff. Subscribing takes less than a half a second and it helps support the channel so much. So if you just want to just tap it, just give it a little tap with your finger and you're going to just feel the love. We appreciate your support so much. And we've put out a lot of videos. And if you're here, if you're a Days of Our Lives fan, which I can imagine watching a Days of Our Lives recap video, we have interviewed a lot of your favorite Days of Our Lives stars, mm-hmm, right here on the podcast. You can snoop around our channel and stalk us and check out some really cool interviews. And we have some more interviews coming in the upcoming weeks here that we're going to be able to share with all of you. And then also, I want to give a shout out. We're doing something new on our channel. We just celebrated our 100th episode a week or so ago.
Yes.
And we launched a way for all of you who want to support as a producer. We have a way because YouTube has this really cool join button where you can participate. And we've had a bunch of producers come on. And we've been naming around like 5-10 each time. So if we don't get to your name, we didn't forget you. I got you all right here. But I want to give a shout out to Joni Novak, Matthew. Matthew. Hildenbrandt. Did I nail his name? Second one from the bottom?
Hildebrandt.
Matthew Hildebrandt. Right, Pam Rumsey, Melissa McKinnon, and Stephanie Popolo. And I remember Stephanie actually wrote me and she goes, it's pronounced Popolo. And I go, I'm going to remember that. So hopefully I remembered
it
correctly.
Right.
but for those of you who want to learn more about becoming a producer, we have the links in the description.
We've been having so much fun with our producers. It's so cool being able to connect with them.
Yeah, it's just something extra special. And we have a lot of perks. And that's what YouTube offers, is that by contributing on a monthly basis, it's going to help us grow our channel. And so we're giving extra perks like behind the scenes and like, you know, bloopers and stuff like that. So if you're interested in that and you want to support in that way, you can. And just remember, too, that all the support is equally received. So we love you for even watching. We love you for subscribing, liking, commenting. Producing is just something extra, but we love you all the same. because we want this platform to continue to grow. We are having an absolute blast.
Yes, we are.
And we are not only just talking about days and education, inspiration, but we do tackle really important topics as well. Mm-hmm. So we have a mix of everything from lifestyle, inspiration, and we just thank all of you because your support is what's making this show exist.
The heartbeat of this show.
You're the heartbeat mm-hmm. of the show. So thank you for watching and for showering us with love. Do you want to hop into the sponsor and then we'll get right into the episodes?
Yes, because we have a very exciting episode today. But before we get into that, today's episode is brought to you by one of our longtime friends of the podcast, CBD for Life. You guys know we love CBD for Life. They are woman founded, which first and foremost, obviously.
A little bias there, babe.
A little bias, but I'm obsessed with that. And also, they have just the most incredible products that are CBD infused. So if you're having aches, pains, they are the place you want to head to. But what's really cool is they have kind of pivoted and they've been really focusing on this hand sanitizer for all the frontline workers, essential workers. Right there, you can see there's no CBD in this, but it is hemp seed extract and aloe that is in there to keep your hands nice and moisturized, because I don't know if you guys are feeling the same way, but I am nonstop before I got this product using that hand sanitizer.
It dries you out a little bit.
Dry.
Yeah.
So this has been really incredible, and you can get that on their website, cbdforlife.us, and they have been so kind to offer you guys 20% off. So if you want to use the code FreddieAlyssa20 at checkout, you get 20% off. Again, cbdforlife.us.com. You can take a look at all of their goodies. You guys know we love them. So thank you so much, CBD. We appreciate you for supporting the pod.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, let's hop into...
Look at you using it.
Let's hop into... Why not?
Why not?
Let's hop into... to the episodes this week.
Yes. So, okay, first and foremost, is this our third week doing this?
This is our third week.
Wow. This is just flying.
I know. We've got probably another 12 or 13 for the recap. Uh-huh. So we still got the whole summer to spend together. Okay. And I want to make sure that I have answered everyone's questions. And we're going through and we're reading the comments. And I had one too where someone asked, what are we drinking when it's alcohol? So little questions like that, I love to be able to share with all of you. It is hard alcohol. No, it is.
It is getting lit on the set.
Yeah. No, we don't drink real alcohol. It's apple cider. It's tea, or it's like a non-alcoholic beer. So, okay. So if it's like an Old Duel,
is it usually in a cup, or do they ever do cans or?
Well, if you're going to pour like a scotch or a whiskey type thing, it's usually iced tea.
Huh.
Because it's like the brown color. If it's
what about wine?
It's probably like that sparkling, or the wine's like grape juice or something, the sparkling that you
cider.
Yeah. If it's champagne.
Yeah.
Or then if it's a beer, it's usually like Old Duels, or if it's a beer that's not in a glass but in a brown bottle, I think we just fill it with water because you can't tell the contents of it. So little things like that we do.
Cute.
And as we get into these episodes today, I'm so excited that Will and Sunny have decided to move forward with having a baby.
No.
And I want to discuss that today. And I want to just take a rewind back to 2010.
Mm-hmm.
Because the fact that Will and Sunny are discussing having a child, another child, and have become this powerhouse couple on the show, to think that we started back as... There was an energy of will this work?
Yeah.
And it was such a time. And to think just 10 years ago, there was a feeling of how are people going to respond to two men telling a love story on TV?
Sure.
It's amazing how far we've come in 10 years. It's amazing how far we've come. And when we first got started, the main goal was how do we tell a truthful and tasteful love story between two men.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest thing for me, let me get a sip of water here, because every time I drink coffee,
water,
I get
babe.
This dry mouth.
It's also really hot in here today. That's why I was trying to put the air on earlier. I'm glad I didn't wear a sweatshirt.
Yeah, this is good that we're in t-shirts today.
But back to you.
But back to it. Yeah, we wanted to tell this truthful love story, and it taught me so much. And this is something I didn't understand going into it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't understand how much I was going to learn and how much it was going to teach the viewers and the audience about same-sex couples.
It's huge.
I just didn't know. I was young. I was excited to be working. I had moved out to Los Angeles, and from when I grew up, there was a few people who were out, who we knew that, oh, they were out, then and they were dating, and we were in our small town. It was kind of it was very like maybe like three or four people were out and were proud and were just like okay, but it wasn't like Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And this was 2006. So as an 18-year-old boy who didn't see any LGBTQ people on television, other than the stereotypical wedding planner or hairdresser in TV and film.
Right.
And then the LGBT community wasn't represented in my town. Mm-hmm. So I really didn't know much. And here I was at 18 moving out to Los Angeles. My manager, every manager and agent I've ever had has been gay. Producers, casting directors. Right. And I actually became, some of my best friends are gay. Mm-hmm. And it just happened. It just happened. And it showed me, even leading up to this role, how important it was and how normal it was. Mm-hmm. Because I think that's the problem with a lot of homophobia and bigotry, is that there are people who grew up in towns maybe like mine, and not that we were homophobic or bigots in our town. I'm not right. saying that at all. But I'm saying that it just wasn't as readily available for the education to understand that people live the life they want to live, and it's not so seclusive that they're inclusive. That it was just really wonderful to see that we were able to tell this story and educate people. Because I think that's where a lot of the hate and the bigotry and the homophobia and the fear comes from, is that some people never left their town.
Sure.
And they're just, it's that herd mentality where if you actually just take a trip and you actually go live somewhere and you realize that everybody is just being themselves and everyone's mm-hmm. having a good time, everyone's looking for love.
Yeah.
And so I just love that we were part of the education, because as the entertainment industry, as media started to be able to share same-sex couples, to share LGBTQ people's stories, mm-hmm. it is creating education. And some of my favorite comments that I ever received was people being able to say that they've come out by saying, I'm just like Sonny, I'm just like Will, by being able to feel more comfortable talking to their parents or grandparents because they watch the soap opera together. So we're giving someone a platform to be able to share, I'm just like him.
Yeah.
And people in the 80s and 90s, early 2000s didn't have that luxury.
And what I love too about Days is it has such a wide reach in who watches their show. So I think the Wilson storyline has been able to touch so many people who would have never been exposed to that in life. Just like you came from a really small town, so many people across the United States, even globally actually, because Days does air all over, you guys are reaching so many people with this great story of people who might not have ever seen that or learned about it or been exposed. And now they have this, like, not being biased again, but you know, I turn to you when we watch it and I'm just like, you guys are just so good together. You and Chandler or Will. Also, I see a lot of people say when we talk about characters to also say their character name because they might not know
Who they are.
Name.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, the Will and Sonny storyline, I love. When we watched it this week, I just you guys are so sweet together. You're so good together. And you guys tackled, Days has really tackled so many great subjects.
Yeah.
Of, you know, what you guys are going through. And now with the having another baby, it's really cool to watch.
Yeah, my favorite part is that when I first started on the show, and I've mentioned this before, every single red carpet question, every single magazine, every single article, every single time for the first 2 years was, what's it like playing the first gay character, first gay contract role? What's it like? What's it like? What's it like? Because it was so new.
Mm-hmm.
And then something happened in 13, 14, 15, 16, especially now, never brought up. We have now integrated just like everyone else. We did the best friend story, Will coming out story, getting married, talking to the parents, dealing with bullying.
Yep.
We have been in a love triangle just like everyone else. I love it. Some people didn't like when Greg Rickert's character Leo came in because they were saying it could represent the LGBTQ community in a bad light. But I remember talking to Greg about this too. It's like,
say a gay villain? I'm in.
I'm in. But there are, yeah, you can't, you have to represent people across the board equally. And if you're going to have villains in a soap opera, you're going to have them across the board.
Of course.
You're going to have love triangles across the board. They have done such a great job, and now we're adopting a kid. We're going to tackle this story of what that's like. Do we go the surrogacy route? Do we go the adoption route? And I had fun learning about that.
Yeah.
I even talked to a gay friend of mine who, what Sunny said in one of the episodes, is that you mix your sperm together so that you don't know. It's more of a surprise of who is going to be the biological father. So I'm glad I had that conversation before that, because I really knew what I was talking about in that scene.
Yeah.
Because I sat and had a conversation.
I love that.
So I said, oh, that's really neat. And I know that you said, too, about you would think Sonny would say, well, hey.
I want Sonny to have his
biological.
Sperm.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking, right?
Well, because Will already has Ari. You know, he had Ari with Gabby, and I want to see Sonny. And like he said, he goes, I wouldn't mind seeing your smile. I was like, oh, my God. It's so sweet.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see which route we go. So, but yeah, it's really, really nice to see them back on track, because you haven't seen a lot of happy Wilson lately. And now that we're back on track, we're going to be able to move forward with expanding the family talking to our daughter on the show.
Well, today is the first time I saw the recast of Ari. Because I don't know. I mean, she's probably been on airing for a while, but since we started watching, and that was so crazy to see, too, because she's a little bit older.
Yes.
Because they fast-forwarded a year.
And I think they aged her like 4 years, but we fast-forwarded a year. Her and her family are amazing.
She's
Sydney.
So cute, yeah.
And does a great job. I love when people come in and they just seamlessly just, you know, we do our best
come
to make
right
people
in.
Feel good. I've always done that, because a handful of people did that for me. Everyone did that, but especially Wally and Judy, and because I worked with them a lot in the very beginning. So they were my, like, you know, here's what we do here. And they taught me. And I always remember that. And everyone was kind to me.
Yeah.
So anytime someone new comes in, I go, is there anything you need? If you have any questions, you know, you make them feel comfortable. You make sure that they, you know, do you want to run lines more, whatever you have to do, because I can only imagine how scary it is to come into this kind of machine.
Of course.
You're almost like you didn't train for a marathon and you're being asked to run a marathon.
But also, too, these actors, I mean, yourself included, you were there for 9 years. That's a long time. But prior to that, I mean, decades and decades. This thing came up on my Twitter. I meant to show it to you. And it was a promo from like the 80s for Days. And a lot of the characters that are there today were in it. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so crazy. And it was just one of their marketing promos of like this sizzling summer. And it was showing everything. And I was like, oh, I have to find it.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, people had been there for so long. So even, you know, Judy and Wally, who played your parents, they were there for a long time. So you coming in, they're like, oh, here's this young, you know, 21-year-old. 23. Like, come on in. We'll show you the ropes. Because that's intimidating.
Yeah. And I remember Wally and Judy were very excited when they heard that their son was gay and that they were, that Sonny was coming in. And that they were the parents who were that side of the story, where they had accepted, they knew, there was no friction.
Yep.
So that was important. So every single story they have hit.
Wow.
And so I'm really proud of that. And now we have to see if Ari is going to be comfortable having a brother or sister and what that's going to look like. But now we're dealing with the whole Gabby story.
Yeah, she came back from jail.
She was in jail for something. Sorry, folks. I only watched my scene, so I don't know what she was in trouble for. But her, when she comes in, Camila, who plays Gabby, is so, every time we have scenes together, it's never fluff. It's always for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like exposition. So I just love the relationship that we have.
Yeah.
And that's something that you almost can't even act. That's something that comes with 9 years of working together.
Of course.
And remembering every interaction you've ever had as a person and as a character. And when she comes in with that attitude and Sonny's just like, please, just like, like you always mess this up. Like, just stop. It was like, I remember everything you've ever done as a character.
You know, you were there.
Yeah. And so the relationship is so good. And then I was dying laughing when Will was pushing Uncle Vic's wheelchair over all the bumps. Because we kind of forgave him.
Did he do something really crazy?
He knew that Will wasn't responsible and he spent all that time in prison.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So it was kind of crappy.
Okay, well, that's pretty major.
Yeah.
So that's why he, because he, when he was like, yeah, I'll push Uncle Vic. I was like, what's underlying there that I don't know about? Well, now I know.
Yeah. And then it was nice that Maggie came back and I got to give her a hug, because then I found out that she wasn't responsible. So there was like that resolve. And other than the drama with Gabby, it seems like Will and Sonny now have that direct drive to the let's go and have a kid. And of course, there's going to be, it's a soap, there's going to be drama. But that is going to be the storyline. That is the storyline. Spoiler alert, without giving you spoilers, but this will now that it's out there, will be the storyline over the summer.
Yeah.
Is how will they adopt, or how will they find a surrogate, or will they, or all the drama, the ups and downs of it. So the summer storyline.
Don't you guys wish this was a spoiler show? Yeah. Fill them in right now.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, it's funny because they kind of do give spoilers. Like, sure. I wish that there was never, I guess the spoilers are to promote and market the episode. So maybe if somebody was like, maybe I'm not going to watch this week, but they're like, oh, but so-and-so shows up. They're like, well, I wasn't going to watch, but now I have to. But it's almost just like, you're not going to tell someone what's going on 3 months in advance, but you will 3 weeks before it airs. You still aren't being able to watch going, what's going to happen, like any other show. Any other show that you watch, other than a soap opera. I didn't know what was going to happen in Ozark.
But you know what's really interesting? In almost every show out there, and I believe especially soaps too, they have on the web, like actual websites that they know what's going to happen. And they'll say, and people, like even with The Bachelor, there's this one guy, I don't remember his name, but he knew every single season who was going to win, except for this last one, which he didn't end up picking anyone, did he? I can't even remember. Anywho, long story short, people actually will go to these websites to see what happens. And I, for my whole life, when I'm watching shows, I have friends that I'm like, don't tell me what happens. You're 3 hours ahead. I can't know. But some people really thrive on spoilers. So it's kind of this like fun little game people have out there. I'm like, how do you guys find out who's leaking the information? Isn't that crazy?
The big spoilers, I don't know how.
Yeah.
But everything else is orchestrated because you want to be able to promote.
Right.
You know,
when they're marketing it. But I'm saying when you know like 6 months ahead of time and it's on the like dark web and people know what's up. I'm like, how do you guys know?
Well, I think something like The Bachelor, there is no, other than if there's like some sort of threat for legal action, I'm sure there's like NDAs or whatever that are signed.
Yeah,
so
course.
You don't want it to link back to you. But in a lot of these shows, they're not linked to the, like I respect the show that I work on for 9 years.
Sure.
I don't want, when they ask me, when your boss asks you to do something, you're like, well, I'm not going to spoil.
Yeah.
But maybe on other shows, you know, but there's also just a lot of people to wrangle. But that's why they don't let people on set anymore. They used to do a lot more set visits, and they got extremely strict like 4 years ago, where it's like a huge deal to bring someone on set.
Hmm.
And that's why, I mean, how many times have you gone?
Not many.
Like, really?
In your entire 10 years, maybe 7, 8, 9 times.
Yeah.
I mean,
I wasn't even going to say that many.
Maybe like 5.
Yeah. I can't remember more than like a couple of times. Remember I brought Benji once, but I wasn't allowed to have him there.
Because they didn't like that he was scratching?
I think it's a health. I think it's a health thing or something. There's something with like unions that you can't have a dog or something. I don't know.
That's back when I think I was working with the travel agent.
It was a while ago. That's when we had a lot more time.
Yeah.
Because I remember thinking, like, oh, I'll have Benji now. I was like, I can't be distracted, and we got to go, and we got to do that whole thing.
Funny how things change.
Yeah, things really, well, even today when I watched the back-to-back episodes, it was just fun. I love general conversation, but it wasn't heightened emotion. It was more excitement and casual excitement.
Yeah.
And I really thought it played well.
You guys crushed. It was great. It really, really was.
Just
wonderful.
Get to live, man. Yeah. You just live. You
so
just
many
live.
Subtleties that you guys have, especially with the just normal scenes where you're sitting and talking like we are. Like you've always said, to make that interesting, which this really was,
it's a challenge because you're not really dealing with much other than excitement.
Yeah.
So like if you're like this, even this the whole entire time, or if you're like this the whole entire time, every single, it's stale. So you kind of have to have you know, other things going on.
Yeah.
The acting when you're not acting is what I always try to strive to do to make it interesting. And there was a lot of that in this episode, which I loved. And so everything was great. And I will say too, I'm curious how the rest of the episodes that air with Ari are going to play out, because I've never grown up around kids as I've become an adult, and especially around like girls, other than obviously Sydney and Harper up until 6 years old. I naturally built that learning experience with, like, how do you hold a 6 month old? How do you talk to and speak to a 2 year old, a 3 year old? I've never been around them.
Right.
So there's times that I remember asking the acting coach, I'm like, well, how do you speak to an 8 year old? You know what I mean? Like, you see things on TV like, hey, what's up, little buddy? Like, is that like not right? Or do you talk to them like an adult? Or do you talk to them like a kid, like without being like, hey, like, I mean, can you tell that I'm talking? Like, I don't mean to talk down to you, but I just don't know how to. Or is it weird to just be like, hey, what's going on? How are you? You excited to work today?
You know what's funny? When I naturally think of when I talk to like my friends' kids or anyone that's a little bit younger, you naturally put on this, oh, hi.
Like, why?
Even when we had the twins on the pod, when I watched it back, I just noticed like my voice was high. I talked to them like this. I don't know what that is, because there's these little like cute creatures and you just want to make sure they're okay. And
you almost want to evoke the, that's a little different on the pod, because you're trying to evoke a mirrored response of energy.
And it was also through Zoom. You know, we didn't have them here in person.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I feel like when I was with Sydney and Harper, you know, we would just, it was normal. And it was just, it was crazy, because I wasn't weird as a person.
Right.
Like, it just felt like you're just normal. But for some reason, playing their dad, I should have made this clear. Talking with Sydney and the girls and every, like, I was cool as Freddie, the actor guy who's like, hey, what's up? I'm saying, as I don't know how to speak to a 10-year-old daughter.
Because you're not.
That was my confusion. Yeah, I'm not like a weirdo where I'm like, how do I talk to a, how do I say, huh, nice to meet you?
I think when it's as your a kid, dad, you grow, obviously, like, you have this little infant when you come home from the hospital, and then you grow with them as they're growing. And so you just talk to them normal. Of course, it's going to be...
I have no idea.
A little different. I would assume. I have no idea either. I would assume that as the child grows... like, because I'll see Brooke and Blair talk all the time, and it's just like...
Friends of ours
and her daughter. And it's just like normal. Her daughter's 8 now, you know? And they're just like the best of friends. Obviously, she's her mom first, but they're just like normal. Right?
Today was normal. I just remember there was one day where we were doing something and I was thinking, I mean, like, I just don't know how to, you know what I mean? And because I rely based on living in the moment.
Yeah.
And it's the one thing that I go, oh, I can't pull from anything. I've never experienced the feeling of talking to my daughter who's 10.
Yeah.
Never experienced it. Every other emotion I've experienced.
Huh.
So you just go, oh, I get it. But once I was acting in it, I go, wait a minute.
Like, I have nothing to pull from here.
Yeah, how do I do it? So I was kind of making it up on the fly. But today was fine. Today seemed real. But I'm thinking of something. It was closer towards the end, probably like in August. I remember there's an episode that I was just like, this feels not. This doesn't feel like I feel like. So we'll see. I'll let you all know when that week comes. And maybe it'll turn out great. Maybe I was just in my head. Because that happens a lot, where I'll leave and go, oh, today sucked.
So they had,
and then Will. I look at the episode and I go, oh, it turned out well.
Yeah. They had Will and Gabby have Ari pretty young. Like 21?
Yeah.
Maybe younger?
Yeah.
Huh. Because if she's 10.
Well, that's the thing, is if they continue the Wilson storyline, there's a lot that can continue to happen.
Sure.
Because now our daughter will be 11 or 12, and then what does... What,
fast forward
what is
to
it?
16.
Yeah.
They
you know,
can do that in soaps too.
Yeah. Well, because we're also getting older. Like, by the, you know, like, I'm 32. I mean, I could have a 16-year-old, but no.
Anything's possible in television, folks. Anywho.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I'm so happy to have been able to portray Sunny for all these years, to tell this love story. And for me to genuinely be invested, mm-hmm. because, and I know we talk about this all the time, but it's something that we care about. We always talk about education because education smacked me in the face,
mm-hmm.
5-6 years ago. And I just go, oh, this is everything. So I love being able to educate people on my journey. I love being able to educate people when it comes to the LGBTQ community and fighting for equal rights. We also looked up, and I believe this was true. I should have fact checked it, but it is that there's only 37 states that that legally allow same-sex marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So there's still 13 to go.
Let's get them, guys.
Let's get them, which is also strange.
Yeah.
It's just like, just everything, even with everything that's going on in the world right now, let's get on this. Everyone.
Let's get on this.
Everyone. 99% of people are compassionate, loving human beings.
Yeah.
So let's make things happen. Let's just all love each other.
Yeah.
And the reason is they're not bad people. They just don't know.
I know.
They don't know.
I know.
They don't
know. People
are
uneducated. That's it.
And then one last story I want to share.
You share it, baby.
It's going to be 6 hours long.
Oh, no. Guys, I got to go.
When I first, no. The there was a woman who's a grandmother, and her grandson's not gay. Or doesn't know, or I forget the story, but the sentiment of it was that she was educated through watching her favorite soap, that when Sonny and Will came on the scene, she learned about two men falling in love, and she said, because of your storyline, if my grandson were ever to be gay, I would understand.
Wow.
But without that, she probably would have been less understanding. I don't know how she would have, but her point was, because of your story, I now understand. And I'd be okay.
Wow. That's huge.
So this goes back to our theme that we had in our last episode. Our storyline inspired action and behavior.
Mm.
Our truthful, vulnerable storyline inspired change. How you create change is by speaking your truth, creating inspiration, becoming inspirational so that people will make up their own mind. Same thing. I know it's frustrating if someone's a homophobe or bigoted, or they're sending their kids to these get straight camps and there is so much abuse and neglect. And I know it's frustrating, but we have to make sure that we don't go and yell and call these people stupid and homophobic, mm-hmm. and make them feel, because now they're pushing further away.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, I don't want to be on a team that's treating me like this. But if you can live an inspirational life, if you can speak your truth, people like that's eyes will start to open, because they're not being attacked. Their walls down, they're watching from a distance, and the more and more they're seeing love stories on TV, the more and more they're seeing that their cousin is out now because the cousin feels comfortable coming out. Why? Because more people are talking about it. So people are feeling more comfortable coming out. So now people are starting to know people. Oh, now my neighbor's gay. Huh.
I think the biggest thing with these human issues is that, you know, someone who's uneducated about it, they have this idea of it. And then when they're able to watch a storyline like Will and Sonny, or they see something in the world, whatever it is, and it actually humanizes the issue,
yes.
and the people. And they
yes.
go, wow.
Yes.
So that is the important part of always showcasing every individual, no matter what you are, what sex you are, what color you are, no matter what it is, you have to represent everyone.
And you have to judge people, not that you should judge people, but you'll get what I'm saying. You need to judge people based on their individual character.
Yes. Yes.
On their individual character. Yeah. When you and I are going to move forward with hiring a producer, hiring an editor, hiring someone to help us,
mm-hmm.
the message is going to go out to one of these websites going, looking for someone with these skills.
Mm-hmm.
Please apply. I am not going to actively look for someone who's LGBTQ or not, someone who's a woman or not, someone who's black or Asian or white, male, female, transgender. I want the best qualified person who will work for the price that we can afford,
yeah.
who will do the best job that we vibe with,
yeah.
on a energy and character level.
Yeah. Yep.
And I think a lot of people are like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're making progress.
Mm-hmm.
We're making progress. And I'm just so happy to be a part of it. I'm so happy. Because
yeah.
I didn't, and I don't want people to take this the wrong way, but I was just young And I just didn't get how impactful this role would be.
Of course.
Now I get it. I have gotten it for many years. But I was just new. I was new to the business the first two years.
You were new to a big city. You came from a small town.
Well, even with the role, I'm saying, like, I was new to a red carpet.
Well, yeah.
I was new to, like, acting and being recognized. And it was more, that was overshadowing what I was really doing.
Sure.
And I just knew deep down that I needed to be doing the best work, telling the love story. And I was doing that because I wanted to be able to do a good job. Yep. And then after I started seeing the feedback, then I was like, holy cow, this is crazy. Because it was almost set up where this might not go well, guys. So the expectation was kind of like,
yeah, like let's
I signed for 4 years, yeah. But we were all kind of like, is this gonna, what's gonna happen? And I forget really what happened, but we came on for like 3 months and then it kind of paused for some reason and then it picked back up and then we were just like, boom, we're going.
Yep.
So it just meant the world to me. Thank you for allowing me to be a part of your movement. I will always stand up and share my love for equality, and I'm continuing to learn. And just thank you for letting me walk in your shoes a couple times a week as these characters. And thank you for sharing your love and allowing me to continue to grow and know that we are doing a good job, that we are telling an authentic storyline. And I appreciate you so much.
Beautifully said, baby. And we didn't get to it this time because someone was rushing me to get ready. But if you guys have questions, please let us know below. If you're on YouTube, or you can text us. What's that number, babe?
424-228-9508.
But if you have text specific questions for Freddie about the storyline, about days, behind the scenes, whatever it might be, let us know, because that's always my favorite little corner to.
Yeah.
There's some really good questions. So didn't get to it today. Well, we got to one.
Yeah. But even as you're watching next week when I'm on, if there's anything in the scene that you want to know specifically, because some things I might just overlook, but for you, you're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Where did the chair go when Uncle Vic's wheelchair was there? which I don't know where it went. But so little things like that. But we're here for you. We want to continue to do the recaps. And I just really wanted to share, you know, more about Will and Sunny's love story today, because I just am so proud that we went from friends to the coming out story to getting married to now adopting a kid of our own and telling this story, or the surrogacy, whichever route we go. I am just so thrilled to be a part of it. And happy Pride Month.
Happy Pride, baby.
I love you all. Thank you for your support. And we will see you very soon.